All righty, ladies and gentlemen, Louds High football on the air. It is time for us to play a little pigskin.
I want to thank Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of the pregame show. And as Wes said, we're ready to kick this football off and get the 2011 season underway. It's Tyquan Lang back deep, and he'll be back with number 21. That's Nick Bergman, and is that number 28, Jordan Williams, back deep.
Shalik set to kick off for the Comets. Steps forward, puts that right foot into it, and the 2011 high school football season is underway. We take it at the 3, up across the 5. Here's to the press box, high to the 20. Still on his feet, off one man, 2, down to the up to the 32-yard line. That's number 28, Jordan Williams, as he returns the kickoff from the 3 up to the 30, to just outside the 30-yard line.
Yeah, Jordan Williams got the kickoff over here on the left side, or our left as you're looking at him, and came right up the sideline, had a little bit of a block, and was able to get up good yardage as the Vikings will start first and 10 about the 31-yard line.
Lance Gerald brings the Vikings to the line of scrimmage. He is in the option T. He's got Mike Moore to his right, sends Josh Clemens to the left. Four down linemen.
Oh,
looks
wow.
Like he's checking off. Steps back in. Barks out the signal, takes a snap, gives it to Moore over the left side, behind that big offensive line, 4 yards out to the 34-yard line.
What we saw there, folks, is Lance Gerald had called the play, came out, saw the defense, turned to the sidelines, and Coach Davis was actually sending out signals to change the play, and that was the delay as we were sitting there waiting on that to happen.
He has D. Daniels as the up back. Kevin Edwards in the slot, drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Oh, overthrows Nick Bergman at the 40-yard line. Incomplete pass. It will be third and a long six, short six, rather, from the 35-yard line. Just underway here at Richard Snell Stadium. Wes James, Bill Osborne, and Taylor Biddle down on the sidelines. Marty Rogers couldn't be with us. Bergman comes to the wideout. He puts Clemens in the slot on the press box side. Sets Moore to his left. Ball in the center of the field. Vikings going from left to right. High snap. Gives it to Moore. He gets hit in the backfield. He's got the first down across
got
the 40. Still on his feet. He's at the 50. There's a flag after the play had went by, and the flag was thrown on the sidelines.
They're throwing the flag. It looks about the 36-yard line. He may pick it up and move it a little bit. Nope, he's going to hold it there. And right there on the Comet sideline, the Comet coach is right on top of it. And I would imagine we're going to see that marked off.
A hold.
A hold against the Vikings. That'll mark it back. And we're going to have a third and long situation. Mike Moore had made a great turn to get in there and got us a great gain. It would have been a first down. But unfortunately, the hold call, and now they're going to march it back. And it will be third down and about 14.
Yep. I'll make it third and 13. Third and 14. They mark him on the 26-yard line. Bergman stays in the backfield with Gerald in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Drops back. Looks. Little pass out in the flats. One man hits him, and Bergman a pick up about 4 yards.
Back
to the line of scrimmage where our Vikings will have to punt.
Well, after last week, we were able to get out there and marched right down the field and scored. This time the Comet defense holds, and of course a holding call on us turns that back, and we go into a punt formation.
They drop number 11 Tyrone Atkinson, a 5'11", 175 pound junior back, standing at their 40-yard line. Mackenstein standing at the 12. 10 men up on the line. Now they drop two guys off. They rush 8. Kick, wobbly kick, hits at the 50, and we down it at the 49-yard line.
And that ball didn't get a lot to it, but it almost hit a Comet player, and the ball will be down just over the 50-yard line, and that's where the Comets will take over first and 10.
Mason Hart, the 5'10", 160-pound junior, sends three receivers to the far side. Keeps one running back to his right. Ball on the near hash mark. Comets going from right to left on your radio dial. 10-11 to go. First quarter, no score. They come our side. Gets a hole, and boy, gets a first down. That's number 24, Jordan Shiloh, running back, 5'10", 190-pound junior, as he picks up 10 yards down into our territory.
Yeah,
and a first down.
I'm sorry, Wes, just barely enough to make that first down, but nonetheless a first down. And they go no huddle.
Sends Shiloh to his right. Ball on the hand of press box hash mark. One receiver far side. They stack three at the line of scrimmage here on the near side.
Trying to get the chains moved. That's the delay over here. The officials have stood over the ball, and they're waiting just a few moments, trying to get that those chains moved.
And something's wrong with the chains.
Yeah, they called, the officials called an official timeout. And I think we're ready now.
We have Justin Evans at linebacker. We have Jamonsi Wright. They moved him up. Looks like a linebacker. Looks like we've got a 5-3. That's what it looks like right here. Again, they give it to Shiloh around the right side. He's across the 40, and he runs out of bounds at the 40, at the 33-yard line, feed him 7 yards on the carry, Bill, and they've gone to the left side out, and they've gotten to the corner both times.
Yeah, they're running to their side. They're running to the press box side every time.
And they're doing it to the short side of the field, and they're getting to the corner. Shiloh, two receivers near side. Twins to the far side. In the shotgun. We show four-man front. Takes a snap. Pass out in the flats. Spins. And they've got a first down, down to the 28-yard line.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang had a beat on him and just kind of he pushed through that a little bit. And that'll be enough for another first down.
It was second and four. They picked up 6 yards on that pass play. And the Comets have just marched right down the field. 9:37 to go, first quarter, no score. First possession by either team. We had to punt. Comets drop back. Pump fake looks, looking downfield, going deep to the corner. Touchdown, Comets.
Right over the top. I mean, we had great coverage on it. That was not necessarily the fault of our defensive back. That's Devontae Watt. It was just a perfectly thrown pass right over the shoulder.
And he just laid it right in there. And the Comets have drawn first blood here in Snellville. Shalik on to attempt the extra point. Snap, balls down, kicks up, and it's good. And with 9:25 to go first quarter, the Comets lead it 7-0. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Lang takes the kickoff at the 2. He's across the 5 to 10. He's got a hole at the 20. Cuts back outside. Back inside across the 30. Up to the 40. Trying to get outside by one man, two. He's off to the races to the corner. There goes Tyquan Lang. Will they catch him from behind? No, they won't. There's nothing on the carpet. We have tied it up on a 98-yard touchdown return by Tyquan Lang.
What you got, Taylor?
Guys, I don't know if you saw that hole, but it was wide open. Great blocking up there on the kick return team.
Boy, it was. They opened a big hole right here about the 30-yard line, and when Tyquan got there, he had one man to beat. One guy got him. He stumbled, and then he was gone. Tyquan Lang has tied it up with a 98-yard touchdown return.
Well, not tied yet. We got to get that point.
Yeah, okay. Back. Mac McEnstein balls down, kicks up.
No good.
We trail by one, 7-6 with 9:09 to go. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Back here at Richard Snell Community Stadium, our Vikings pull within one, 7-6 on a 98-yard touchdown return by Tyquan Lang. Back deep is number 24, that's Jordan Shiloh. Number 5, Spencer Williams. And number 1, Mark Watts for the Comets. Mac McEnstein set to kick off. Taylor Biddle told us between the break he was not able to get his foot planted and get that right foot under it. There's the kick, end-over-end kick. Watts takes it at the 8. He's across the 10, waiting for a hole to open, and it does. He's off to the sidelines. Down the sidelines he goes. Cuts back, and we pull him down at our 48, but there's a flag back at the 31.
We need a little cotton on the field. And that will be a hold against the receiving team, and that'll be marched back from the 31. So it'll be first and 10, it looks like, for the Comets back on the 21-yard line.
Now watch when he took the kickoff at the 8. He just kind of stood there and let that wall form in front of him, and they started down the sidelines here in front of the press box, and he had a wall to run behind.
So far, we've seen two great kick returns. One for our Vikings scored a touchdown for us, and that one called back for the Comets on a holding, but nonetheless, another great run. And let's see if the Viking defense now has got some answers for what this offense is putting out for the Comets.
Hart and the shotgun. Davis, he's got three receivers far side, one near side, keeps a back in the backfield to his left. Throws a pass out in the flat. There's a hold out there.
Yeah,
oh, yes, sir. And they're going to call that hold as it was on Josh Clemens.
Yeah, they were holding Josh. Even if it wasn't going to be a hold, they had pushed him in the back. So it's going to be one or the other. But that was the only way you were going to stop Josh Clemens from making that tackle.
They made the pass out in the flats to number 7, Reginald Carter. And it wasn't going anywhere.
Trey Jackson now checks in, Wes.
We got to
go ahead, Taylor.
It was a block in the back.
Okay.
And
folks, if you're losing Taylor in and out, this field is a lot like McConnell Talbert as far as how far away our Viking team is. It's across the track, across the field, across to the other side. So it's really difficult sometimes to get all the way across there. So we'll lose Taylor some in and out, but.
Hart and the shotgun. They move it all the way back to the 11-yard line. First and 20 from there. High snap. Ball bounces around, and the tailback picks it off of the back of...
Off the helmet.
Off his helmet, off the back of his helmet. But he gets hit in the backfield, and he'll lose yardage. Oh, they're going to mark him back.
Yeah, the snap hit Mason Hart right on top of the helmet. Bounced off. He's looking around, can't find it. His running back picks it up, but you're right. He gets tackled in the backfield for another loss.
So it's going to be second and 23 back to the 8-yard line. Hart, twins to the left, twins to the right, running back to his left. Ball on the far hash mark on the far side of the field. Again, a high snap. Hart comes back, pitches back to the tailback. There we come. We get a hand on him.
And another flag.
Flag goes down. And we hit him at the sidelines. He gets up to about the 15-yard line, but there is a flag back at the 9-yard line.
Isidore Davis, the running back for the Comets. Nice little breakaway speed. He made a little move, got to the outside, and that was probably going to be about a 6-yard, maybe 7-yard gain. And we'll see what we got here as there is a flag back there, and they're talking to the Vikings as to what they want to do. They could go third down by refusing the penalty.
It'll be third and 15 or a hold, and they refuse it, so it's going to be third and 15. I don't know. I might have...
You're right. Back. Well, it only would have been half the distance to the goal from that spot. It was inside the 10.
Third and 15 at the 15-yard line. Well, they are actually third and about 17. They've got to get out to about the 30. They've got to get just across the 31. Ball on the near hash mark on the press box side. When we say near, we mean on the press box where we're at.
8:05 left here in the first quarter. Vikings trail 7-6.
Three receivers far side, one near side. Hart keeps the ball. Gets hit in the backfield. Oh, look here, number 94. Grabbed him right off the backfield.
Enoch Torrey or Torrey Enoch? I'm sorry.
That is Torrey.
Enoch
Eric
Torrey.
Torrey. Eric
yeah.
Torrey.
Eric Torrey.
And tackles him at the line of scrimmage. Well, actually, he picked up maybe a couple of yards.
And that'll force him into a punt situation in fourth and long. That'll send Tyquan Lang back. Along with, I think that's going to be number 28, Jordan Williams.
It is.
Back to receive the punt.
Keel standing at the 1-yard line, waiting on the snap. There it is. He gets it away. Lang signals fair catch.
Well, he had to go backwards. And when you're going backwards like that and trying to get the ball, that's the smart move. Go ahead and call the fair catch. and that'll mark it down about the 39-yard line of the Comets.
Now, actually, it'll be back at our 44-yard line.
44, I'm sorry. We're missing Taylor as a spotter.
And the official asked for timeout. Tell you what he does. Let's take a 30-second timeout. Comets lead at 7-6 with 7:22 to go in the first half. We'll be right back after this. Back at Richard Snell Community Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle down on the sidelines filling in for Marty Rogers. Vikings trail 7-6. They hit us with a 26-yard touchdown pass. We came right back with a 98-yard return for a touchdown. And here's our second possession. Lance Gerald brings the Vikings out on the line, out to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from the 44. Sets the ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Sets Moore to his right. Nick Bergman to the far side. Slips Josh Clemens in the slot. They're showing man coverage on Josh. Give it to Moore. Moore finds a hole by one man, two. He'll pick it up. That flag comes in late.
Comes in very late and very far away from the play. I mean, the play's going on in the very middle of the field. The flag comes outside the right hash mark over here near us, almost near the sideline.
And wouldn't be, well, of course, it's coming from, never mind. I'm being pessimistic because I don't like coming to North Georgia to play with North Georgia officials.
Vikings trail 7-6. And we got about 7:14 left in the first quarter. And let's see what the mark-off's going to be.
Illegal procedure. Back to the 39-yard line. So it'll be first and 15 from there. 7:11 to go here in the first quarter. And we're taking a timeout. Coach wants to talk to the referee. With that, we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. Down to the sidelines with Taylor Biddle. Taylor, what's being said down there on the sidelines? Can you hear us, Taylor?
No, sir. What's that?
I said, what's being said down there on the sidelines?
Seems pretty much in the rhythm of the game. But dust off the jitters of the first game. Pretty much ready to get the...
Okay, we're still losing Taylor quite a bit as he moves around. A lot of times, Taylor, things I learned from BSU is if you come and stand in one spot when you're talking rather than talking while you're walking, we can hear you better. All righty, first and 15 from the 39. Gerald in the shotgun, gives it to Moore. Moore looking for a hole. Got one up the middle. He goes. Mike Moore up to the 50, and there's a flag on the far side of the field.
I don't have stats in front of me right now, Wes, but there's been on both sides of the ball 10, 12 plays, and there are 8 or 9 have had a flag. That is just something else.
Sideline warning.
Guys, I think it's just going to be a sideline warning.
All right.
Thank you, Marty. Taylor, I'm so used to saying Marty. Marty's at home loving it.
We picked up 10 yards. We're back out to the 49-yard line, so it's going to be 2nd and 5 from there. Great run by Mike Moore behind those Sons of Thunder, that big offensive line.
All right.
And the shotgun. Takes a snap. Again to Mike Moore, looking at it. Oh, he's by one man. He's got the first down. He had him by the jersey, pulling him down at the 50. But Mike Moore broke away from him to get into Comet territory down around the 43-yard line.
Mike Moore showed us a lot against Thomas County Central and how his elusiveness and then his breakaway speed. And he's showing that to us tonight. And to break away from that defender right there and pick up that first down, that's just tenacity right there.
Ball on the far hash mark. Nick Bergman. And at wide receiver, they'll bring he and Josh Clemens to the near side. So far tonight, they've lined Bergman up as a wide receiver and Clemens in at the slot. D. Daniels as the up back in his option T. He drops back to look. Downfield, he's got Clemens open ball way downfield. Clemens makes the catch at the 8-yard line.
Clemens, that's that 6'5". Boys, you cannot coach that. It was a little underthrown. He came back, had the advantage on the defender, and just jumped up and made a great catch. And the Vikings are inside the 10-yard line, ready to threaten and score here and maybe put us up on top. But for right now, we're still 8 yards away.
And Lance did.
Hey, guys, the pass protection on that play was absolutely beautiful. You had a quarterback staying in the pocket, made a perfect throw.
Good job, Taylor, and standing still, too.
That worked.
First and goal from the 8 yard line. Again, Bergman and Clemens this side gives it to Moore right up the middle, and he's off to the races.
They're going to call him
touchdown Vikings.
I see you, Mike Moore. Mike Moore on an 8 yard touchdown run, and the Vikings go up 12-7, and you'll see a 2-point conversion here. No question at all. Coach McPherson, Coach Davis on the side, sending the offense back on the field, trying to get this thing up by 7 as the Vikings lead now 12-7 and trying to put it up 14 here by going for 2.
Clemens, Bergman to the near side. Daniels checking the play as the up back.
How long was that pass earlier?
It was from the 43 to the 8. You're a banker, do the math. Give it to Moore up the middle. 2-point conversion, good. Vikings now lead 14-7 with 5:49 to go first quarter. We'll be right back after this. Squiggly kick. Watts takes it at the 10. He's behind that wall again up to the 20. He gets hit. Still on his feet. This time he's not going anywhere. He'll return it from the 10 up to, they're going to mark him down at the 23-yard line. So give him a 13-yard return.
The Vikings up now 14-7.
With 5:41 to go here in the first quarter. That was a 34-yard pass to Josh Clemens that got us down into scoring territory. Hart in the shotgun, gives it a shallow around the right side. He gets hit in the back in the line of scrimmage by none other than a super 11 player in the state, number 25, Josh Clemens. Lose 3 yards. Make it 2nd and 13, back to the 21-yard line.
That defense is starting to settle down a little bit. Now, that, not to say that the Comets can't light us up like they did on that last pass play for their touchdown.
Hart again, drops back, looking to pass. Little pass underneath and gets hit by number James Mathis, tackles him at the 25-yard line. Pickup of 4 yards on the play, maybe 5. So it'll be 3rd and 8 from the 25. Little swing pass out to the near side of the field, and as the back started by, he got tackled.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, guys, James Mathis read that absolutely perfect. He could have rushed in the quarterback, but saw the screen coming. Great job by James Mathis.
Hart standing at the 20, waiting on the snap. Three-man front for our Vikings. Drops back. Again, throws out in the flat. Catch is made. And going absolutely nowhere. Good coverage out there by number 19. That is Jamonsi Wright. And the Comets will have to punt again.
Yeah, in a 4th and 8 situation, they're going to go to a punt. Tyquan Lang, along with number 28, Jordan Williams, back deep for the Vikings. They're going to line up about the 40 to 45-yard line.
Corey Keel, who will do the punting for the Comets, drops back. Standing at the 10, inside 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Vikings leading 14-7.
They're still getting personnel on the field, the Comets are.
Lang moves up.
They're looking for a possible fake. Nope. Go for the block.
Gets it away.
Let it go.
High kick. Hits, bounces. It takes a Viking bounce as it hits at the 49. It just goes backwards down at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang made a charge up to the line. They thought maybe they were going to fake, but no, they went for the block. Want to remind everybody, Wes, to join us on Tuesday night at Austin's Cattle Company for the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Brought to you this year by R&S Sports, Coombs Heating and Air, Midway Auto Emporium, Applebee's, A Shade of Perfection, the Foot and Ankle Institute of South Georgia, Southern Photos, and Luke Electrical Services. That's at Austin's Cattle Company every Tuesday night at 6:45 for the Lounge Eye Randy McPherson Coaches Show.
Kevin Edwards and Nick Bergman come to the press box side of the field. Josh Clemens in at quarterback now.
We knew we'd see Josh.
They got a three-man front four. There they come, the rush. Josh keeps it, looking for somebody outside. Still those big long legs churning. And I'll tell you what, just that quickly, he picks up, it looks like, 6, maybe 7 yards down to the 42-yard line. Be 2nd and 4 from there.
Got about.
And he did it so effortlessly.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's not running that fast.
Ball to the near hash mark. Again, Clemens in the shotgun. Mike Moore to his left. Takes a snap. Keeps it. Fakes. Cuts outside. Oh, no. To Moore up the middle. Fool me. Moore still on his feet. Folks, he is all the way down to the 13-yard
line. There's a late flag right there on the pile. Let's see what it is. It's going to be a possible face mask against the Comets.
I thought that Josh Clemens kept the ball the way he turned and rolled out. Mike Moore, what a beautiful fake by Josh Clemens. Mike Moore over that left side behind those big Sons of Thunder, and he goes from the 42 all the way down to the 13-yard line. That's a face mask penalty, personal foul. That'll move it half the distance.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to give credit there to Larry Scarborough. He was almost running faster than Mike Moore to make the block.
Way to go. That's that Sons of Thunder.
And they move the ball down to the 9-yard line, first and goal with 2:53 to go here in the first quarter. Vikings threatening again. Clemens waiting on the snap. Gives it to Moore again with a big hole. Look, Mike Moore scramble and fight. And he is down at he's down at the half-yard line.
Yeah, an 8-yard gain. Mike Moore that time just dropped his head, lowered the shoulder, and, I mean, he just powered over these guys and just barely got it. They kept him out of the end zone, and it'll be second and goal inside the 1-yard line.
Clemens at the 5, waiting on the snap. There it is. Gives it to Moore again. Goes one way, back. And they say gets back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be third and goal from there.
Yeah, that was very, very close that time as he went through the line. I thought he had pushed it over. But from our vantage point, now they're down to the right of us. The officials down the line called it immediately, and he did not make it across the line.
In fact, they say he lost half a yard. It's third and one. Five-man front. Gives it to Moore. Moore up the middle.
They stop him again.
And they stop him again. Three straight times we've gone up the middle. And now it's fourth and goal.
Yeah, and, you know, you really don't know. Do you keep going? Have you gone to the well too many times? Do you go ahead? I thought that play we would run Josh.
No, here comes the plowboy. James Mathis is in.
They run it.
Nope, they're asking for time. We're called for timeout. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead at 14-7. Minute 18 to go. We'll be right back after this. All righty. It is fourth and two. They say we lost another yard. Fourth and goal from the 2-yard line. Clemens goes under center. D. Daniels at fullback. Double tight end. They give it to Clemens over the left side.
They stopped it.
And they say we don't make it. They say we don't make it.
Yeah, we don't, and that was something I think we probably should have tried maybe with when we were down inside the one, and that is the case. It will be a stop, and the Comets will take over, but they're in a precarious position down at the 1-yard line. So it's now up to the Viking defense to try and make something out of this. The Viking offense did a tremendous job getting down the field, got inside the one, and three straight handoffs to Mike Moore around the left side. And the defensive end on that left side, as Taylor was telling us during the break, was making that initial stop.
Hart in the shotgun. Twins left. Twins right. Shiloh to his right. Four-man front. Takes a snap. Rolls back. Looks. Throws out in a flat. Catch made in the end zone. He gets out of the end zone by one man, and he'll go down back at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they might give him a half yard on that, Wes.
That was Shiloh who made the catch as they swung him out of the backfield. But we were not being fooled. Great
nice
play over there by Josh Clemens. And number 34, that is Tevin Brown.
Yeah, the nice misdirection by the Comets. They rolled right, and they had one receiver out on the left side, threw the pass back across the grain, and as you said, number 34, Tevin Brown, along with Josh Clemens, make a great stop.
They stack three on this side. Sets the running back to his right, lone receiver. They give it to Shiloh out of the backfield. He runs right into Clemens as he gets a they're still on his feet. As it gets across the 5, up to the 6-yard line, where it'll be third and about 5 from there. But that does give them just a little bit of room to work with. I'm sorry, that was Tyquan Lane in on the tackle, not Josh Clemens. And the Comets have an offensive lineman down, and that's somebody they can ill afford to lose on that already rebuilding offensive line. 17 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Vikings lead at 14-7. And we had a first and goal.
Inside the one.
And just didn't get it.
That offensive line, I know that they'll go back to the sideline. They are really going to kick themselves about that. Now, that's not to take anything away from that defensive end on the right side for the Comets. Taylor was telling us during that last break, he was the one making that initial contact. Now, whether we were purposely laying off of that, I don't know, but or that or missing the block. But that's something that coaches will take a look at, and they'll get that fixed.
Well, Bill, they gave him the 7-yard line, so it'll be third and four from the seven. He's got to get across the 11. And, LaJuan, we will take a 90 at the quarter, and we'll get out of here quick and see if we can get back quick. Hart in the shotgun, sends three receivers far side. Keeps Shiloh to his left. Ball on the near, on the press box side. Got one receiver near side. We're showing man coverage. We're in a four-man front. He's standing at the two when he takes the ball. Drops back in the end zone. Throws out in the flats. Catches made. And he will have the first down up to the 16-yard line. We'll be running out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. But a little pitch and catch for 5-6 yards, and they got him a first down.
That's something that our defense really has got to work on, and one of the things that maybe hurt us last year, the little dink and dunk passes. And we've done a better job, but we got to still continue to work.
He sends twins left, twins right. Shiloh to his left. Gives it to Shiloh right up the middle, and he runs right in. Oh, that's not Shiloh. That is Devon Davis, a junior, and he is out across the 20-yard line.
Yeah, and he gets a nice little gain on that. The clock stops, and that'll be the end of the quarter. We'll take a 90-second break. We'll be right back. Vikings lead 14-7. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Hart on the snap. It was second and four from the 22-and-a-half-yard line. He gives it to Davis over the left side, slips and falls behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose yardage back to the 21, Bill, where it'll make it third and a short five.
Yeah. 14-7, the Vikings lead, as we're just underway here in the second quarter. Vikings lead 14-7. And the Viking defense hoping to hold here on third and four, third and five.
Hart waiting on the snap. Twins left, twins right. Drops the football, picks it up, throws downfield, and picked off by Tyquan Lang at the 30. He runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line.
INT by Tyquan Lang. The ball was a bad snap back to the quarterback, number 14, Mason Hart. He had to reach to his left to get it. Then he threw the ball kind of, it was probably one of those the coaches will say, son, you don't throw that ball. And Tyquan Lang makes a break on it, makes a great pick, and the Vikings take over. And it's first and 10 from the Comets' 29-yard line.
Lance Gerald back in at quarterback. The ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. He's got Mike Moore to his right. It looks like Clemens at wide out on the far side. Bergman to the near side. Barks out the signals. Changes the play. Looks over to the sidelines. Calls out the audible. He checks the pad. Slides D. Daniels to his left. Mike Moore stamps up in front of him. They've got a six-man front. Lance Gerald keeps it. Quarterback keeper right up the middle. He'll pick up about 4 yards.
That's something we haven't seen tonight is the quarterback keeper by Lance Gerald. It was so effective last night. We got an injury timeout on the field. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back. Vikings lead 14-7.
Back here in Snellville, Georgia, Richard Snell Community Stadium. Vikings lead at 14-7, 11:04 to go in the first half. And, Bill, what a blow to South Gwinnett. Number seven, Reginald Carter. He is their 6'2", 225-pound junior linebacker. He is the man on defense and one of their leading receivers.
Yeah,
he is being carried very gingerly to the sidelines. It does not look good.
No, he's coming off slow. We're back to live action now with the Vikings second and about seven.
Gerald takes a snap, gives it to Moore over the right side by one man, two, spins, and they haul him down at the 25 after maybe a yard gain. It'll be third and six from the 25-yard line.
And another player down for South Gwinnett. There's an official timeout. My goodness, they're falling like flies here in just this series.
Bill, at last count, Mike Moore had 67 yards on 8 carries in the first quarter. And Mason Hart had went 6 for 6 before he threw that interception to Taekwon.
Wow, I thought I guess he hadn't thrown an incomplete pass.
Nope.
The player down is number 44 for that's Azzy Higgins. That's another one that they cannot stand to go down.
They brought back those were the two starters back at linebacker, and on consecutive plays they have lost both players. 10:48 to go here in the first half. Vikings lead at 14-7. He's up and off on his own power. That's good to see.
That is good to see. 10:48 left in the half. Vikings lead 14-7, and they got a third and about 6 situation here down on the Comet side of the field at the 25-yard line. Officials call them back out to the field, and we'll go back to live action. Be sure and go to www.thevikingvoice.com. There's a link there. Take you to mykickscountry.com to listen live on the line.
Lance Gerald gives the ball to Mike Moore up the middle behind that big line. He's going to be
short
of the first down as he gets down to the 20-yard line.
Yeah, well, they're going to the one line judge is coming in at about the 21.
And either way, it's going to be fourth and short.
And I don't know whether we – now, this is a situation where they know the kicker. What kind of distance does he have? And if they don't have that confidence in that distance, they're going to go for it here on 4th and 2.
And we are just got an update. It is Brunswick 6, Coffee nothing over in Douglas, Georgia.
Looks like they're going for it, Wes, on 4th and 2.
And that's a long 2, short 3. Goes under center. Plowboy right, big heavy line as Mike Moore is behind it. He has the first down as he ran behind Plowboy right. That's the big heavy where we put two tackles or two tight ends out there, and he runs behind them.
Well, the formation is center, guard, tackle, tackle, tight end. And sometimes it's two tight ends, but generally that's the formation is center, guard, tackle, tackle, tight end. And they call it a heavy. They'll run it right and left, and that's a main staple in the wing tee, but they're doing it out of the shotgun here tonight, Wes.
And it is heavy right again. James Mathis is the other tackle that's in there. 5-man front for the Comets. And they give it to
the weak side.
To the weak side this time, and I'm trying to see who
might
it was.
Might be Bergman. Let's see.
Nope, D. Daniels. D. Daniels carries the ball down to the 10-yard line. It was 1st and 10 at the 16, and he's carried it down to the 10, so it should be 2nd and 4 from there.
Well, they're marking him at the 11, Wes. They didn't quite give him the 10. And they went against the grain, a heavy side to the right, and they ran it to the weak side. Heavy right again.
2nd and 5. Gerald under center. Brings Clemens in motion. Gives it to Clemens around the left side. Those long legs stretched out. Fellow's feet fumbles the ball into the end zone. And it goes out the back of the end zone for a touchback.
Wow. Just ready to carry it into the end zone, and Josh Clemens drops the ball. And it goes into the end zone, and as by rule, that goes out of the back of the end zone, and that's a touchback. And the Vikings, unfortunately, have another opportunity slip through their fingers.
Hey, guys, he was on about the half-yard line when that ball came out.
Wow.
He was so close.
And that'll move it all the way out to the 20-yard line.
1st and 20 now for the Comets.
Mason Hart in the shotgun. Stacks 3 receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Drops back, looks, throws way downfield. Got a man wide open. That was Mark Watts at the 40. Busted coverage by our Vikings, but he overthrows Watts at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it was wide open. He just missed him.
8:51 to go in the half. We lead at 14-7, and we have had the ball in scoring territory twice and haven't been able to get it in. They held us one time, and we fumbled just then. Hard again. Now twins left, twins right. 4-man front for the Vikings. Takes a snap. He starts left. Pitches the ball out at the 20. We hit number 5. That is Spencer Williams at the 21-yard line. And he'll pick up maybe a yard.
Yeah, Josh Clemens saw the pitch coming, got out there quickly. He was the only guy who could make the tackle, made a great tackle to bring him down.
It will be third and 9 from there.
A lot of action early in the first quarter, and now it's just kind of back and forth, back and forth. The Vikings have missed two great opportunities to score, and it's 14-7. Vikings still lead here with 8:12 left in the first half.
Trips to the far side, single receiver near side, sits shallow to his right, standing on the 17-yard line. Takes a snap, drops straight back, throws the ball downfield looking for a man, and overthrows number 11. That is Tyrone Atkinson, and he was covered back deep. Very, very good, Bill, by number...
That's 33. That's Devontae Watts, and you're right. He was in his back pocket, had great coverage, and the ball thrown just a little bit too far. Very similar. Tevin Brown had that kind of coverage down here in the corner over there on the touchdown, but it was a perfectly thrown ball.
So it'll be 4th and 8, and they'll have to punt. We bring Williams and, again, Lang back, standing about our own 45, and...
They have to take a timeout late on the field. Vikings lead 14-7. We'll take a 60-second break. Vikings football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. Make that a third.
All righty, back here at South Gwinnett High School. Here, the South Gwinnett Comets in Snellville, Georgia, Richard Snell Community Stadium. 7:56 to go and a half. Vikings lead at 14-7. We've blown two scoring opportunities the last two times we've had the ball. But our defense... Ever since giving up that first opening drive, we have pretty much shut down the Comets.
Yeah, we have, and had one interception as well.
Kale standing back about the 7-yard line.
Different punter.
Corey Kale, and he gets the ball away. Fair catch by Williams at our 46-yard line.
Well, wasn't Amir Shalik? The
no,
punter, too?
No, Kale's the
okay.
punter. Kale's the punter. Shalik is the kicker.
Okay.
He'll come over from the soccer team this year.
Well, I am over here trying to keep our Twitter fans up to date.
You're keeping everybody up to date. You're doing
be
a good job.
Be sure and check us out at The Viking Voice on Twitter. Follow. We'll give you game updates throughout the game, give you scores at least on the quarters. And as we have it now, the Vikings lead 14-7 with 7:50 left in the first half. It's Viking ball, 1st and 10. From their own 47-yard line.
Ball on the near hash mark. Gerald goes under center. We still showing a heavy right. They've got 4 down linemen. And we give it to Daniels up the middle. And the flag thrown from the back judge back here. I don't know what he saw. He threw it from 5, 10, 15, 20 yards away.
Yeah, and the only thing in motion was Nick Bergman. And he was moving backwards and sidewards, which is allowed. Now, it's a sideline warning now for South Gwinnett now. So that's one warning on each team.
Give him 3 yards up to the 50-yard line. 2nd and 7 from there. Again, heavy right. Ball on the near hash mark. 5-man front. DeBergman around the right side. Gets tripped up as he crosses the 50. He'll get 1 yard down to the 49.
Yeah, I think he just, as he was coming through the line, as he Higgins was able to throw an arm up or something and just trip him up, and that'll bring up 3rd down now for the Vikings.
Higgins back in after being injured.
Yeah, his was minor. I mean, he got up on his own power after about, 20 seconds on the turf. And
we have a 3rd and 7.
Lance Gerald now a lot under center.
Back to the regular wing tee. Puts Moore in motion. Drops back, looking in the pocket. Downfield, looking for Clements. Overthrows him. There was a lot of bumping, but incidental contact.
Yeah, Josh, that's on a go route for Josh Clemens. And Josh, I think he was looking a little bit shorter. Lance Gerald let the thing fly. And I think on a dead heat run, he had a chance at that. But I think he slowed up a little bit, thinking Lance wasn't going to throw as deep, and Lance might have let it go a little deeper. Nonetheless, it's 4th down, and Matt Mackenstein goes into punt formation.
Tyrone Atkinson back deep to receive for the Comets, standing at the 20-yard line.
The snap, the kick.
He gets it away. Nice kick. Signals fair catch back at the 15-yard line.
Nice kick that time by Matt Mackenstein. Not a lot of hang time, but a good distance on it. His team got enough time to get down there, force the receiver to call fair catch, And it'll be first and 10 from the Comet 15.
With 6:43 to go in the half.
Vikings still lead 14-7.
Hart in the shotgun. Again, he's twins left, twins right. Running back to his left. Ball in the middle of the field. And there's a whistle.
Guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
The
chain crew's having the worst time I've ever seen down here.
Is it the chains just wrapping up around the post?
Well, it looks like we got a malfunction now, but they've been about five steps behind all night. They got to get the dust off, too, it looks like.
I guess so.
Gives the ball to Shiloh right up the middle as he crosses the 15-yard line. Fights his way up to the 16, 17. Finally haul him down at the 19-yard line, giving 4 yards on the carry. So it'll be second and 6 from the 19. They got the change fixed and went right back to playing football.
Vikings lead 14-7 here, 6:21 left in the first half.
Mason Hart sends two receivers to the Viking side of the field, two to the Comet side of the field. Moves the line, the running back to his right. Takes the snap, drops back, throws out, little screen pass, little bubble screen for a first down out to the 30-yard line. And if you've watched a lot of VSU football, that's what they call the little bubble screen out in the flats, and it worked to perfection.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang made a textbook tackle, though, on number 3, L.J. Gainey. And Gainey's going to come off the field now, kind of grabbing the hamstring a little bit, but a good solid hit by Tyquan Lang, but not before the Comets get a first down.
Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Mason, again, that bubble screen out in the back, and here comes Clemens. Oh, my, what a hit. Josh Clemens just nailed number 10. That is Corey Kell.
I tell you, Josh Clemens made a good hit, but it was a hit. We've got to work on that wrap-up a little bit. I'm old-school football, and hitting's great. He gets a lot of oohs and ahs from the crowd, but I tell you what, when you can wrap up, that's what's going to make the difference. Wes, I'm looking across the field now. Look, check the stands over at Lane.
Yes, sir, they have gotten a lot fuller. Second, he'll lose 4 yards. It'll be second and 14 back to the 26-yard line. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side. Drops back. There comes a screen. We get a hand on him. Another hand, and he is going down, folks, back inside the 15-yard line.
Yeah, that's a tag team sack right there. James Mathis, and I want to get all the numbers in there.
That was number 7. Looks like 65 and 88.
Was that 65 or 45?
D'Angelo Edmonds and Sam Washington.
Yep.
And that'll move the ball back into the 14-yard line. So that's going to be now third and
a taxi ride.
5, 10, 15, 20, about 25.
To steal a line from your friend Tom Odom, that's a taxi ride.
But I'll tell you what, going back to that hit, Josh Clemens, he didn't wrap up. Not he did. He just ran right through him. He just said, wham, and knocked him down. Twins left, twins right. They give it to number 12 up the middle. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, still on his feet. He'll get 6 yards up to the 20-yard line. But from there, the Comets will have to punt. Hey, will they give him the 21?
Yeah, it would have been all, it's about 4th and 19. So that will force them into a punt situation. That'll send Williams and Tyquan Lang back deep to receive. Actually, Tyquan is going to stay up, it looks like, this time. Williams is a single setback.
Now, we've come close a couple times to getting to Kell on the punt.
And this deep, we might. We're up
sure
on the line.
And there we come again. The jailhouse breaking it.
And we got it. We got it.
It's in the end zone, and we fall on it for a touchdown in the end zone.
Who is that?
That is number 19 that picked that ball up, Jamonsi Wright.
I see you, Jamonsi Wright. 19,
yep.
Jamonsi Wright. Jamacy. And I see you, Jamacy Wright. Vikings go up with 6 more points on the board, and Wes, you called it. They had been getting close, and this time they just ran the jailbreak block and got to it. Vikings get the touchdown on the turnover.
Hey, guys, we were just wondering who got to it, but we had that question answered real quick because about 4 people were there to block it.
That's it.
Mac McInstein on to attempt the extra point. Garrett Fuller to hold. Jason Crum, the long snapper.
See if Matt can plant that foot this time. He's got great power on that extra point.
Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. With 3:37 to go, Vikings in the first half. Vikings lead it 21-7. We'll be back after this. McEnstein's kickoff taken at the 5 on the far side, up to the 10, the 15, the 20. Got a hole as he gets up to the 25, and he's finally brought down at the 26-yard line.
Yeah, again, a decent little kick. This time kick coverage a little better. It stops him at the 25-yard line. It'll be Comet football, first and 10 from the 25-yard line.
Another injury down here.
Wow, we do have another injury, another Comet player down as the officials have called for the trainers to come out on the field again. We'll keep it right here for just a minute, see if we can't get a number for you.
Our buddy Cooley just texted us. It's still Brunswick 6, coughing nothing as we're in the second quarter. Don't have any scores out of Tifton or Colquitt as of yet.
Well, Vikings go up 21-7 now after that blocked punt and a touchdown by Jamancy Wright. Right, Jamancy?
Jamancy.
Man. We're in the first game jitters here, I'm telling you, as far as getting our names right. And the player, I don't have a number yet for the Comets. He is up. Looks like he's holding his arm or his stomach. Is that number 10 or number 13, Wes? I can't quite make it out.
And
it's Corey Kale, right? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, it is number 10.
Okay.
And that's their punter, Corey Kale.
Taylor, we might lose you here in a little while. We'll have to make a battery change, so I want to make you aware of it in case you lose us.
It'll be first and 10, Comet at the 26-yard line. 3:29 to go here in the first half.
It's taking a long time coming off. We also want to thank all of our folks listening in and following us on Twitter. I'm getting a lot of new followers here tonight as we're updating the scores for you right here on the Viking Voice.
Mason Hart gives the ball to the running back on the outside. He's got a hole, number 20. And, boy, that was 24, Shiloh. And he can scat when he got to the corner. He'll have a –
he's close to a first down.
Yeah, I thought he had it, but they're going to mark him back at the 30-yard line. So give him nine yards
short,
on the carry.
Yeah. Second and one now, 3:01 left in the first half.
Trip receiver to the near side. Again to Shiloh around the right side. He gets to the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down, but not before he gets a first down across the 35 up to the 36, 37-yard line.
Number 8, Justin Evans in on that tackle for the Vikings, but as you said, he just enough for the first down.
Along with Ellis Griffin and number 46, that's Matt Frazier. Trips to the far side, single receiver near side, ball on the near hash mark, and the shotgun. Ball snapped over Hart's head. There we come after him. Hart picks it up. We got a hand on him. He throws it away downfield.
That's intentional grounding, I believe.
And if that's not intentional grounding, I don't know what is. And he drops the flag.
Yeah, he just kind of threw the ball out there like a wounded duck. Closest person that was in the blue jersey was a lineman.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got an update from Moultrie. 0-0, 10 minutes to go in the half.
Okay, 0-0 at Moultrie. Cook is fighting hard again. All right, so from the spot where he threw the ball, it's a 5-yard mark off and a loss of down on intentional grounding. So he is, Wes, it's not even a taxi ride. It's a bus ride.
It's 30. It's going to be, Bill, second and about 38 from the 10-yard line.
And it'll
it's 38.
Second down.
It is. It is second and 38. Hart goes left, pitches out to Shiloh. Shiloh gets hit in the backfield.
That was Justin, number 8, Justin Evans, and then he got help from Tyquan Lang to bring him down.
And he'll lose 2 more yards back to the 8, so it's going to be 3rd and 40.
Yeah, Justin Evans was trailing him on the backside, just rode the pitch man down as soon as he got the ball, and Tyquan Lang hit him, and that got the tackle, and it'll bring up 3rd down now for the Comets.
2 minutes to go here in the first half. Vikings lead it 21-7.
Be sure and stay with us at halftime, the Barry Broom All-State Insurance Halftime Report.
Trips to the near side. Hart takes the ball, rolls right, throws out in the flat. Catch made, and Josh Clements. Now, folks, Josh Clements, the receiver, was up in the air. He made the catch. Josh Clements could have
and
nailed
him.
And
he's down.
And
the player's down.
He didn't drive through him. He pushed him down.
Yeah, he made a good solid hit, but he was not one that he just drove through him either.
And, I mean, it wasn't a tackle. He stuck his hands out and pushed him down rather than hit him and take a chance on hurting him, and he still got hurt anyway. But hats off to Josh Clements because that was a very, very sportsmanlike hit because he could have, you put a receiver in that kind of position up in the air stretching for the ball and a defensive back can do some damage that way, and Josh Clements laid off.
Yeah, he really did. I tell you what, while he's down, we're going to take another 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
All righty, fourth and about 33, and a new punter in. It is the place kicker, and he's standing in the end zone. That is Shalik.
Do have an update. Tiff 9, Fitzgerald nothing right now.
Okay.
It's the UPS game of the week over there. And the Vikings trying to get the right personnel on. We got an equipment problem. That was Justin Evans. They sent him off with his helmet. That'll bring in Trey Jackson. Trey Jackson comes in. Back deep is Williams as the Comets set to punt, and they got out their kicker now as their punter.
And he's in the end zone. Williams standing at the Comet 45-yard line. There's a snap. We come again. He gets away, and the ball is in the air. Williams takes the catch at the 40, around the corner, and they'll haul him down at the 36-yard line. Well, they actually caught it about the 41, 5-yard return back to the 36-yard line.
Yeah, nice little on-the-run catch by Williams. That's number 28, Jordan Williams. Good catch, gets around the corner, and the Vikings have an opportunity with 113, 118, I can't tell with the light bulbs. Yeah, 113 left here in the first half as the Vikings lead 21-7.
Here come the Vikings and Lance Gerald at quarterback. Bergman comes near side, his wide receiver. He's in the shotgun. One, two, three, four, five, six men up on the line of scrimmage. There they come. Gerald keeps the ball, and they're going to lose yardage as they sack him back at the 41-yard line. We'll lose 5 yards.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a busted play that time. I think Lance was looking for the read, maybe misread it, kept the ball, and we're down inside a minute now, Wes.
Second and 15. Mike Moore to his left. Drops back, looks way downfield, looking for Nick Bergman. Turns around, oh, Bergman up in the air, there comes the catch. Fishel reached for his flag and then said no.
No catch. It hit him right about the chest, but he had to turn around and back up. Good coverage by the defense. That'll stop the clock with 36 seconds left.
It'll be third and about 14. But I like seeing that official reach for the flag and then say, oh, nope, incomplete. Maybe he's going to throw it if he made the catch.
It'll be third down now for the Vikings.
They rush four. And Gerald keeps the ball on the keeper up the middle. He is close to the first down. He picked up about 13 yards. He'll be about a yard short.
Yeah, he's going to be pretty close. And in the timeouts, looks like
we've got one left.
And we took it. We're going to take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Vikings lead 21-7. That's quite all right.
It's going to be fourth, and Bill, look at it. It's going to be.
It's my fault. I turned it the wrong way. Luan, I'm sorry. Luan probably was doing his job. I turned my knob the wrong way. He's in there doing his job, running the commercials, and we're not paying attention. Sorry about that.
Fourth and three. In the shotgun, high snap. Give it to Moore around the right side, trying to get outside. He's got the first down as they run him out of bounds. With 15 seconds to go, run him out of bounds at the 24-yard line.
So the clock stops on the first down anyway, but because Mike runs out of bounds, we get a little couple extra seconds to get that play set and get something in here and possibly get an opportunity to score here. We got no timeouts left, so anything we do has got to be a pass or maybe something to the out of bounds in order to either score or give us an opportunity for a field goal.
Edmonds comes near side. Bergman comes near side. Clemens to the far side. Gerald in the shotgun. They showing five, showing blitz off the corner. Now they come with a corner blitz. Stops those deep in the end zone to Clemens and knocked away. Josh Clemens went up, had it in his hands, and the ball got knocked away.
Yeah, but the defender was a lot of hand checks.
And
there is a flag.
There is cotton on the carpet.
Yeah, a lot of hand checks. I didn't see the flag initially, but I thought there had to be a penalty. Because he was turning around, Josh was, to make the catch, and the defender had his body turned, but he was pushing and hand checking him across the body.
We lose 8 seconds. You know, we're going to get the
we're going to get a first down on a 15-yard penalty, pass interference. That is the call. It'll be first down inside.
It'll be half the distance to the goal line.
No, 15 yards because we're outside the 20.
No, you're outside the 30.
Oh, you're right.
Anything inside the 30 because it's half the distance. Because we were at the 25, they took it down to the 12 and a half yard line.
Yeah, it's first down, though, on an automatic first down.
But we lose 8 seconds. We've got 8.5 seconds to go here as we bring Bergman and, again, Edmonds to the near side. Clemens, again, on the far side.
Lance Gerald's got the call.
Talks to Mike Moore, puts him to his left. Again, they're showing linebacker blitz. They're showing safety blitz. They drop back. Again, goes to Clemens. Up in the air. Clemens makes the catch.
But he's out of bounds.
Knocked away, out of bounds. 2.2 seconds to go.
Yeah, they're throwing it, going after the big man, 6'5". He definitely has the advantage. That one just led him a little too far out. He was outside the end zone on the right side, and even if he had made the catch, it would not have been counted as a touchdown.
Mac McEnstein on to attempt a 28-yard field goal. Jason Crum to snap. Garrett Fuller to hold.
And they're going to ice him.
They're going to ask for a timeout with that. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, Mac McEnstein to attempt a 28-yard field goal. Ball's up. Kick is good.
30
and
yards.
And Mac McEnstein has hit a 30-yard field goal to put our Vikings up 24-7.
Guys, got Coach Mac here. Coach Mac, we had a couple great opportunities inside the in the red zone. What are you going to do to settle your offense down when they get in the goal line?
Well, we just made a couple mistakes there. You know, we're playing really hard. Defense is playing good. We left a couple points out there, but, man, we just got to keep playing.
Speaking of defense, what are you going to say to your team in the halftime to make sure last year doesn't represent itself?
Well, if they don't score no more points, we're going to win the game.
Yes, sir. You got that. Good job, Coach.
All righty. You heard it from Coach Mac. If they don't score any more points, we win the ball game. It is halftime here at Richard Snell Community Stadium here in Snellville, Georgia, where our Vikings lead 24-7 at halftime. We'll be back after this 5-minute break.
Welcome back to Snellville, Georgia. South Gwinnett High School, Bill Osborne, Wes James, and Taylor Biddle bringing you all the Lounge High Viking action right here live from South Gwinnett High School. Game one of the 2011 season for both teams, and our Vikings lead 24-7. And we talked about it earlier. We've had opportunities that we've left on the field. Might have been even worse situation. I mean, we might have a better score for us had we gotten those touchdowns. We had four tries inside the one opportunity, missed it. We were down inside the 10, missed another opportunity. And we really had another opportunity there at the end of the game, and we settled for a 30-yard field goal by Matt McEnstein. And that's what puts us up 24-7. Want to thank Coach Dice and all his staff for compiling our stats each and every week during the halftime. And then, of course, at the end of the game, Coach Dice compiles all that. We get them for you on thevikingvoice.com. Want to thank Barry Broom and the Allstate Insurance Agency for their support of this halftime show. Barry Broom, when you think insurance, think Barry Broom and Allstate Insurance. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. Halftime stats tonight, South Gwinnett with 5 first downs, the Vikings with 6. Rushing tonight, South Gwinnett, 17 attempts for 14 yards, while the Vikings have had 22 attempts for 121 yards. Passing tonight, South Gwinnett is 9 of 12 for 60 yards, 1 touchdown and 1 interception. The Vikings are 2 for 6 for 35 yards, no touchdowns and no interceptions. Total plays on the half, 29 for South Gwinnett, 28 for the Vikings. Total offensive output in the first half, South Gwinnett with 74 yards, the Vikings with 156. Fumbles tonight, South Gwinnett has fumbled the ball twice. They've not lost it either time. The Vikings have fumbled once, and they lost that fumble. Penalties. South Gwinnett with 5 penalties for 43 yards, while the Vikings were penalized twice for 15 yards. The Vikings punted twice for an average of 29.5 yards. The leading rusher for South Gwinnett, number 24, Jordan Shiloh, he's got 7 carries for 27 yards, and their leading receiver is number 11, Tyrone Atchison. He's got 3 catches for 43 yards and a touchdown. The Vikings' leading rusher is number 1, Mike Moore. He's got 13 carries for 87 yards, 1 touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. The leading receiver is number 25, Josh Clemens, 1 catch for 34 yards, and that's your first half stats. We're going to take a quick 60-second break. When we come back, we'll be ready to kick off the second half. Vikings lead 24-7. We'll be back in 30 seconds.